The Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. After the Gemara on Daf Beis quotes the pasuk in Habakkuk, that the pasuk says, "Omer v'yimoded oretz v'ra v'yata goyim." My ra, what I could Baruch Hu see, ra shav mitzvah shekimolem b'nei noyach v'lekimum. He saw that the design mitzvahs. B'nei Noach, that the goyim aren't following the kivanshi like kivam, once they weren't observing them, omad v'tira lahem. So Gemara goes into a discussion, why should they benefit by refusing what they're obligated to do? So the Gemara says, on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, el Eloi Melecha, to teach us, shem ekam lehem mischak mitzuva v'oysa. Even when they do the mitzvahs, they don't get the schar as if they were obligated, as if they were commanded to do the mitzvahs. Ella, they're treated kamish ena mitzvah v'aysim, as if they're not obligated. And Amar Rav Chanina, and Rav Chanina taught us, God la mitzvah v'aysim, yosim ish ena mitzvah v'aysim. Somebody's a mitzvah v'aysim to do a mitzvah is greater than somebody who's ena mitzvah v'aysim. And of course, all the Rishonim try to understand why indeed is the rule that God will have a tzuva v'oysa, yosem misha ena mitzuva v'oysa. We would think maybe the other way. Somebody who is ena mitzuva v'oysa, he's not obligated to do it, and he still does. Doesn't that reflect a very high madrega? So Tosfos here, Devar HaMaskil, Godel, says, b'mnei shudoi tamid levat l'yitzol kai mitzvah b'yrei. Tosfos is saying that a person who's mitzvah v'oysa is constantly worried, I have to do a mitzvah. I have to do a mitzvah, and maybe I won't be able to do it. If you're not mitzvah v'oysa, you don't have that constant worry. The Taz in Yoredeya, Simen Reish Mem Vav, Sifkotan Gimel, and the Shach in Sifkotan Zion explain Tosfos somewhat differently. They explain, since somebody is mitzvah v'oysa, so the Yetzer Hara constantly tries to convince him not to do what he's obligated to do, and he's always worried about, and therefore he has a Yetzer Hara to prevent him from doing the mitzvah. Somebody who is not mitzvah v'oysa doesn't have the Yetzer Hara standing in his way, trying to stop him from doing the mitzvah or not do the aveira. The Tosfos Rosh in Masechta Kedushin explains it this way. He says, really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need our mitzvahs. The only reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the obligation to do mitzvahs is because that is the way we can get schar. We get schar for doing the Ratzon Hashem. So only somebody who's mitzvah v'oysa can get that schar for doing the Ratzon Hashem. If you're not mitzvah v'oysa, then you're not going to get that schar. The Ran explains, so just like we understand that certain mitzvahs only apply to Kohanim, and certain mitzvahs only apply to Leviim, and certain mitzvahs are mitzvahs atluyas ba'aretz that are only applicable in Eretz Yisrael, so too must we understand every mitzvah. The mitzvah was given to the person that by him doing that mitzvah in the proper conditions, in the proper time and place, etc., that's when it's considered a mitzvah. Otherwise, it's not considered a mitzvah. I saw another pshat why Godel mitzvah v'oysa misha ena mitzvah v'oysa. A pshat from the Mazar Tzur Rebbe in the Sefer Imrei Eish. He says, even mitzvahs that we understand why those mitzvahs should be fulfilled. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the proper way of fulfilling such a mitzvah, is to do it without trying or needing to understand the reason for the mitzvah. Because if somebody only fulfills a mitzvah according to his understanding, that type of attitude towards doing mitzvahs could cause someone to become weak in doing the mitzvah. He could start rationalizing where the circumstances are different, the needs are different. However, if somebody does the mitzvah just for one reason, and that is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do the mitzvah, then there won't be any room for rationalization or any other cheshbonos. He'll do the mitzvah because he was told to do the mitzvah. And that, he explains, is the reason Godel mitzvah v'aysa mimei she'en mitzvah v'aysa. I saw another pshat. Somebody who, why God mitzvah v'aysa mimei she'en mitzvah v'aysa, is because somebody does a mitzvah and ain't a mitzvah v'aysa where he wasn't obligated to do the mitzvah. So he could always say, whatever I'm doing is more than enough, because HaKadosh Baruch, I didn't have to even do what I'm doing. And that will lead to the person not doing the mitzvah properly. However, if somebody does the mitzvah because he's supposed to do the mitzvah, and he doesn't think, well, I'm anyway just a volunteer, he will do the mitzvah. He will do the mitzvah much better, because he knows this has nothing to do with him. But I saw that the Tosfos Rit asks, Al Gemara says, Gol mitzvah v'aysa, yoysa v'mish ena mitzvah v'aysa, which seems to indicate that somebody who's an ena mitzvah v'aysa is also mikayim a mitzvah. It's just not on the same madrega as a mitzvah v'aysa. So why, he asks, the Mishnah in Masechta Brachos, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, says that a chosin is pata mikri shma. And the Mishnah goes on to say, Demrotza lahachmer atzmai ulikrois. If somebody wants to be machmer and say, I'm a chosin, but I'll still say Krishma, the loch is ein rishoy. But why? Maybe he won't get the mitzvah, like, maybe he won't get schar like a mitzvah v'aysa, but he will get schar. So why should he, as the Rambam teaches us, and as the Shulchan Aruch teaches us, in Yerodeus Simen Resh Mem Vav Sivav, that even somebody who does a mitzvah, if he's ain't a mitzvah v'aysa, gets schar. It's just not on the same madrega. So I saw that the Tosfos Rid explains that certainly, even if somebody's ein a mitzvah v'aysa and he does a mitzvah, he's going to get schar. However, now he has to be a lot more careful. That means like this. If somebody's mitzvah v'aysa and he does the mitzvah, he does what he's supposed to do, and that's it. But if somebody is ein a mitzvah v'aysa, so now he has to start thinking, what's better? Should he do it and shouldn't he do it? And therefore, in a case such as the chassan who's saying Krishma in a time that he's not supposed to be saying Krishma, so now we have other considerations. We have a consideration of Yuara, that he looks like he's a Balgaiva, etc. And therefore, such a person should not say Krishma, because we have to look at the entire picture. I saw from Rabbi Aaron Kotler Zitzal in his Sefer Mishnah Rabbi Aaron, he says, based on the rule that we're learning in the Gemara, the Klal of Golam Mitzvah V'Oisa, Yoisim Ami, Sheinim Mitzvah V'Oisa, so he says, that's how we could understand every bracha we make before we make the mitzvah, before we do a mitzvah. We make a bracha, Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvah Yisav v'tzivonu. He says, when a person does a mitzvah, and he does the mitzvah because v'tzivonu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do the mitzvah, what he's recognizing is that we're different. We're the people HaKadosh Baruch Hu told to do the mitzvah, which doesn't apply to everyone else. That every time we do a mitzvah, and every time we recognize v'tzivonu, that we were commanded to do the mitzvahs, we're also recognizing asher kedushanu, that we're different, that we have kedusha. We have the kedusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in us by Kabbalah Satayra, by Kabbalah Satayra v'amitzvahs. And with that, I think we can understand a very famous medrash. The medrash says, "K'sh'omer Hashem and K'sh'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anoche Hashem Elokecha." When HaKadosh Baruch Hu started giving us the Seiros HaDibros, and he said, "Anoche Hashem Elokecha," Omer Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Baruch Shlo Yisani Goy." What's the connection? And actually, there's another question. Every day we say the bracha of Baruch Shlo Yisani Goy. Wouldn't it be better that we should say the bracha in a positive way? Baruch Shasani Yisrael. Why do we say the bracha Shlo Yisani Goy? Because what happened by the Seiros HaDibros? What happened at the Seiros HaDibros was that the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, Asher Kedishanu. He made us holier. He made us people who are mitzvah v'oisa to do the mitzvah. And because we're mitzvah v'oisa to do a mitzvah, that is what differentiates us from the Akum. The Akum can also do mitzvahs, but they're not mitzvah to do the mitzvahs. We are mitzvah to do the mitzvahs. And for that we say every morning, starting from when we accepted the Seiros HaDibros, Baruch Shlo Yisani Goy. I also saw that that's perhaps the reason why Shabbos HaGadol was called Shabbos HaGadol. And I saw that the Mefarshim asked, what made Shabbos HaGadol? But we know that that was the Shabbos, that Yud Nissen was the day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, Mishchu Kchul Chem Tzoyim. It's very possible, not just very possible. We know that Klal Yisrael, the Avos, were Mekayim Mitzvahs before. The Avos, the Gemara says, Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. But Avraham Avinu was not in the category of a Mitzvah V'Oisa. This was the first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, Mishchu Utkulchem Tzoyim. Do a Mitzvah. Now they were mitzvah v'oisa. That's why it's called Shabbos HaGadol, because God la mitzvah v'oisa, mi she'ena mitzvah v'oisa. And that's what the Sefer Chochmas HaMatzpon explains, was the difference with the Gemara continues here on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Akum one more chance to do mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them, do take out mitzvah ketana yeshli. I have the small mitzvah, sukkah shema, lechu v'kaimua. Go fulfill this mitzvah. And the Gemara says, miad kolachar oisa sukkasoi b'roish gagoi. Everybody goes and makes a sukkah. V'akadosh Baruch Hu magdalem chem. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu brings out a very big heat wave. Miad kolachar mevad b'sukkasoi v'yotzei. And everybody, all the Akum run out of their sukkah. So the Gemara says, what's wrong? V'amar Ravi, isn't the halacha mitzvah potim in a sukkah? Says the Gemara, neh de potim b'utim imavati. So Sefer Chachmas HaMatzpon explains. Here we see the difference between Yisrael and the Akum. Yisrael, taka maybe leave the sukkah. Mitzvah potim in a sukkah. But even though he's mitzvah, he doesn't want to give up a mitzvah. You know why? Because he's a mitzvah v'oisa.
Whereas the Akum are not Mitzvah Vaisa, since the Akum are not Mitzvah Vaisa, so their entire attitude to the Mitzvah is not the same seriousness and not the same desire, Cheshit, to fulfill the Mitzvah. And because of that, the Akum run out from the Sukkah. Bute Mevate, they kick the Sukkah. And we, even if we can't sit in the Sukkah, we're distressed about not being able to do the mitzvahs. Because we are people who are mitzvah v'oisa. And God will have mitzvah v'oisa.